Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right. Good morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you're headed out for your prayer walking time. Day 10. So excited to get to bring this message to you today and to walk with you to bring our hearts closer to God. Let's just take a minute to exalt Him, to glorify, to look in His face and see the joy that He has over us. Scripture says that there's a celebration in heaven over one sinner who repents and turns to God. So let's say, here we are, God, a reason for a celebration in heaven. One step in front of the other. Put your feet down firmly. With purpose. It's real important when you move. Move with purpose. Why are you here? Let me ask you that. Why are you here? Thank you, God. Thank you that you have made us for yourself, to know you, to love you, to glory in you, to revel in you, God. You are our reverie. So here we come, simply as we could manage, in a time of opening up the meditations of our heart. May they be pleasing to you, God. Give us eyes to see you and see what you're up to. Worthy, worthy are you. Have your way. Teach us how to pray as we move. It's an act of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, remember, walk tall. Stack your cylinder upright. Scripture says that God has made man upright, but they have gone after other schemes. All our schemes are crooked paths that make us crooked in our soul. So every time we turn and return to the Lord, celebration. All right, I have the joy today of bringing you probably one of my most favorite pieces of scripture. And to know that it is inside the Songs of Ascent, it makes it that much more special. We're going to be in Psalm 126, verses 4 through 6. So you'll finish this scripture with someone else tomorrow. But today, let's jump in. A Song of Ascent. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in Negeb. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. You are close like no other. Yeah, I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All right. Maybe one of the main reasons I love this piece of scripture is it's complete. It's whole. It's circular. It's a, you know, this symbol of recycle. If you were to recycle something, the symbol for it is the arrows moving in a direction, completing a circle. Circles are symbols of so many things, but mostly wholeness, completeness. It goes on and on. It's infinite. It never stops. There's no rough edges. And it's the cycle of our life. Every day we are being renewed. Every day. Do you know every day your cells are regenerating? Your skin is renewing. What was dry yesterday can be fruitful tomorrow. But those who wait on the Lord, so let's just focus here on the promise of God. This is the word of God. These are our forefathers that have gone before us. They are evidence. They are witnesses of this word being made true and good, that those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Just say that with me. One foot in front of the other, upright, open your heart, open your face, and say these words. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Friends, our tears are seed. And if given time and faithfulness, they will turn to joy. It's a promise of God. All of my life you have been so, so good, yeah. And with every breath, God, that I'm able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness. So it's important to us that you don't just come here and make believe by ignoring your feelings. So be honest with him with your sorrow. Even Jesus himself said, Father, if there's another way, could this cup pass from me? Sowing tears, sweating drops of blood. This is why we have a high priest. He's acquainted with us. He went out weeping, but did he come back bearing sheaves and shouts of joy? Come on, get your hopes up. The Lord has done great things for us. Everyone, get your perspective on. These prayer walks are to get our perspective in order. Get our house in order. The house that is your body, your temple, your land. You have jurisdiction of what's going on inside of you, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And even though you're craving something, that you are acquainted with suffering. Friends, we're just going for a walk. But for some of you, this has been an inconvenience of time. It's not convenient. You know what's always convenient? Comfort. You know what's inconvenient? Sorrow. Who's got time for that? But the Lord is saying, those who are attentive to their sorrow without setting up camp, you cannot set up camp around your sorrow, they will reap a harvest of joy. Keep believing, breathing, putting one step in front of the other, because the Lord has done great things for us. He gave us himself. The price is paid. Y'all, the kind of road trip the Israelites were taking in the Old Testament, they didn't have what we have. We have the revelation of the full, complete gospel, the covenant, that it is finished. Remember that recycle image? Yeah. Adam and Eve began, and Jesus, full circle, in a garden, on a cross. It is finished. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Use your mouth. Praise him. Pray to him. Give him thanks. Hebrews 12, for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, scorned its shame, took a seat at the right hand of the Father. It is finished. Those who sow in tears will reap resurrection shouts of joy. Come on. Why are we so downcast, oh our soul? Put your hope in God. Remember what he's done. Amen. The seed we've received, we will sow. Jesus received the cup of suffering. Who are we to think we won't? So don't be rude to your sorrows. Acknowledge them. Make a space for mourning. But don't set up camp, because you have a Redeemer, a promise keeper, who said these words. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Brother, sister, start dreaming now, because the cross is complete. It is finished. Dream, and then know that your dreams will come against some sorrow. It's part of the recycle plan. It's the tears that you will shed. We got to remember, by the way, tears, from a biological standpoint, have been shown to release chemical proteins that, if not released, can give you great despair and even sickness. So God, in this time, as we worship you, we're walking closer to you. May we not put on a mask, take our masks off, God, so we can see you seeing us. Restore to us our dreams, and our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. We will say to the nations, the Lord has done great things for us. Say that out loud. The Lord has done great things for us. And if you're only one day old as a Christian, you need a miracle, you need a great thing. Oh, it's done. You have been saved from the eternal effects of sin and death. You could not save yourself. This is the love of God for you. You need no greater miracle. You need no greater sign or wonder than that. You once were blind, now you see. Once were poor, now you are rich. Once were calloused, bitter, in a stupor, and now you're alive. You're feeling things. You're awake and welcomed to the army of God. You will take some on the chin to see dreams come to pass. But don't forget who does this work, who starts it and who completes it. The Lord does great things for us. We are glad. Come on. Give him your affection. Praise. This is a praise walk today. I mean, come on. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Let me read to you from a commentary. It says, today, with our abundance of seed companies and supplies, we forget that an ancient Israelite had to lose his seed before he could gain crops. He had to sink his fortune into the soil and hope for an increase. But the outcome was certain, or the outcome was uncertain. If his sowing did not pay off, he might not have enough seed to sow in the next season. He might suffer great financial loss, and he and his family might go hungry. It's an act of faith. It's who our God is. You know, by faith, God created everything. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. The Negev was dry land. The word Negev means a barren place, a dry land. I want you to see in your mind right now, God putting fortunes in that arid place, riches. You know why? Because that puts the enemy to open shame. How dare you think that this is dead? Everywhere God puts his foot, life, life. And those who sow in tears are now reaping shouts, leaps, exclamations, expansion of heart with joy. If you trust my sister, we'll be delivered from depression. I said, you will keep all your promises. We trust, we trust, we trust what you say. What you say, what you say, what you say. We trust. Another version, Psalm 126, says, it seemed like a dream, too good to be true. When God returned Zion's exiles, we laughed, we sang, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We were the talk of the nations. Quote, God was wonderful to them. Exclamation point, end quote. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. And now, God, do it again. Everyone say, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, so those who planted their crops in despair will shout yes at the harvest. So those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. This is the word of God. Thank you, God, for our time together. Prayer, movement, breath, faith. Faith, sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, that these tears will reap shouts of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Still revealing, and you're still fulfilling. You're still revealing, and you're still fulfilling. We will walk in what you say. We will live in what you say. If you said it, we will see.